JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 58, Thomas Jefferson and the Jews.
Thomas Jefferson was a genius. He was the ultimate Renaissance man. Thomas Jefferson, though himself a deist, had a very high regard for the Jewish people. He knew Hebrew, he knew the Bible, and part of his Edicts of Tolerance, which was the basis for the Bill of Rights and literally the basis for Jewish freedom in the United States, came from his appreciation of the greatness of the Jewish people and of the legacy of Judaism. Jefferson, however, was a terrible manager of money. And when he died in 1825, he died penniless, and his heirs didn't know what to do. Jefferson had built for himself a home in Virginia, and he called it Monticello. And he designed it. He was the architect. You can visit it today. It's a fascinating place, full of gadgets, because he was a gadgeteer. He loved to create all sorts of things. He had, before the age of carbon paper or copying machines, so he had a lever that when you wrote something, the lever copied it exactly on the next piece of paper. So he had a copy of everything that he wrote. He was an astronomer. He was interested in physics. As I said before, he was a Renaissance person. Now, this great house of Monticello with its grounds had to be sold by Jefferson's heirs in order to pay his debts. It was bought by a Jewish family, Levy, that owned it for almost a century, about 80 years. And in the backyard of Monticello was the graveyard of the Levy family. So if you visit Monticello today, you'll find Hebrew tombstones in the graveyard, which has been preserved and kept up. In the early 20th century, a foundation was created to help repurchase Monticello and to make it a national shrine. And the Levy family sold it, and it became what it is today, the famous Monticello of Thomas Jefferson. But it is very curious, if not ironic, that in the backyard of Jefferson's Monticello, there is a Jewish cemetery. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.